There are those that believe that you can draw lines between the stars, and you can do it in the right way. You can discover the name of God. And if you know the name of God, all mysteries will be revealed. 62nd gate is a gate of giving names. And all the mysteries are revealed. It's about having the facts. And in understanding what can be revealed at that point in our development is the recognition that it's coming to an end. Not only the recognition of it coming to an end, but the ability to know precisely when it's coming to an end. I don't know how to explain the worship of death. I don't know how to explain the time when dying is more important than living. After all, what will follow is not dying. And not dying can be excruciating, I imagine. There's nothing to do but to wait for the end, to live until you die, and to look forward to death. Odd thing, the cult of death. Remember that human beings will be completely engineered or raised. Death can be replaced with very quick reincarnation. All kinds of things are possible. But the worship of death is something that we have to know at the end. You see, we have worshipped life, so seduced by what it is to breathe and to be alive biologically. We will never be biological again. There's something unique about the biological life. I can't imagine, yet I can feel it somewhere inside of me, what it means to look forward to nothingness. You see, it's the end of a great, great fear. The fear that life has to be of conscious purpose, and that if it is not, something's wrong. It's a place of utter fearlessness. And it's only possible because the mysteries are revealed and they will know the truth. They will know precisely why and what they are, because it's the end for them. And in knowing what they are precisely and it is the end for them, they will be ready, because they must, to move on. I've known a lot of people in the last 14 years who carry